Today, our summer reading series continues with Carol Stoud of Adamstown, Pennsylvania. She's the brewmaster of Stoud's Brewing Company, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary. Welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be there.
What are you reading now, Carol?
Well, I'm planning a trip to Scotland, so I bought a book called Scotland, An Intimate Portrait by Geds McGregor, and I'm really enjoying it. Just kind of gives some history and talks about the character and the soul, and I think I have a better appreciation. It's a lot different than just reading a travel book. Mm. Enjoy reading books, you know, before I visit a new place.
Do you read a lot when you travel?
I read lots when I travel. Yeah. That's exactly when I read the most.
Anything else you're reading?
I'm actually reading Anna Karenina, but I just started it. I got a new version. It's translated by Richard Pivar and Larissa Volonosky, I think the name is. And I love Russian history, especially 19th century, and I just know I'll be reading more of that, actually, when I'm on my travels. Huh. It's quite lengthy. I think it's almost 800 pages or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty hefty summer reading there.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah. And I'm also reading Frances Mays. I just got back from the Greek islands, and I read one of her books, Under the Tuscan Sun, and I was in Santorini, one of the Greek islands, and on the cover I saw a picture of Santorini, so of course I had to grab that because it talks about her travels in the Greek Isles and also the Turkish coast, which I visited this summer as well. So it's kind of interesting, again, post-travel, and then reading, again, what her thoughts were when she lived and traveled in the same area. So that's kind of nice.
You know, it's interesting. One of our other summer readers, Eve Tallman, who's a librarian in Moab, Utah, picked the same book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you had all the time in the world, what would you read?
I think I'd read The Odyssey just because I struggled with it when I was in high school and college, and my 13-year-old grandson just finished it, and he loved it. And partially because he's reading it and partially because I just was in Greece, I want to see if I can have an appreciation for it and not struggle through it like I did years past.
Our summer reader, Carol Stoud, is brewmaster of Stoud's Brewing Company in Adamstown, Pennsylvania. Carol, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
For Carol Stoud's full summer reading list, visit our website at npr.org/summerbooks. This is NPR News.